Welcome to my podcast. My name is Leon, and I'm a legally blind guy who tries more than everybody thinks he should. These are going to be my musings, my reviews, and anything else I can come up with a place here. Hope you guys enjoy the listen. Thank you. In my college days, I did radio. It was a lot of fun, and there is one great experience that kind of stands out in my mind when it comes to my visual impairment. My first time on the radio doing the news was my very last time. Back in the Stone Age of the 1990s, when we were recording the news, we were just pulling it off of the newspapers. It's not much different to today. They just pull it off of Google. But anyway, we're pulling the news off of the newspaper. And if you know me, you know that I have to get 2 inches away from anything that I'm trying to look at in order to see it. I also have to have a little bit more light than the average person to see what I'm reading. So if you've ever been in a radio studio, you know that those things are kind of dark. So there you go. I picked out my 3 articles. I'm ready to go to work. I think I've memorized the dang things because that's the only way I'm going to do this thing. And then I blank. So I've got a microphone in my nose just about. I've got a newspaper over here that I can barely read, and I have no memory of the articles that I was going to read. So I pick up the newspaper. I have the articles sort of kind of highlighted that I'm going to read. I start to read the article, and I lose the second one. Well, fortunately for me, this first article was about a small town police department that was caught embezzling funds, and wouldn't you know it, they were embezzling those funds to buy donuts. Smart aleck remark. Insert anyone you want right there, it'll fit. That smart aleck remark gives me time to find the next article, which I can't remember what it is, but it was also something else equally ridiculous at this point, and so, bam, another smart aleck remark. Read the third article, bam, another smart aleck remark. I am finished for the day, but not with my smart aleck remarks. I am riding to the Hot Springs Documentary Film Festival with the radio station sponsor, and the gentleman says to me, "You're never going to do news again, but I want you to do what you just did there from now on in the morning." So, I can't do news, but I can always comment about it. That's called taking lemons and making lemonade. Why do you sighted people all think that blind people's problems will all be solved with a pair of glasses? Now, maybe that's an overstatement there, but, you know, I hear that so many times, it's crazy. I work with the public. I'm out in front of the public on a regular basis, and I don't hide the fact that I can't see that well. Well, when I'm running the cash register, I can't hide that, because if you remember, I have to get about 2 inches away from anything that I'm trying to read in order to read it. Well, this elderly lady came in. And I was taking care of her, getting her signed up for something and taking care of her money. And I get 2 inches away from the screen and she's like, "You need glasses." I'm like, "Ma'am, those glasses won't help me. Keep doing my work." You really need some glasses." "Oh, those glasses won't help me, ma'am." "You really need some glasses." "Those glasses won't help me, ma'am." "You really need some glasses." I get her transaction done and say, "Thanks, ma'am. Have a great day and enjoy your visit." My boss looks at me and says, "You handled that very well." Well, maybe there are some glasses that work for me. They're about $6,000 and they allow me to zoom in on everything. But right now I can't afford $6,000 for a pair of glasses. So I think I'll just stick with what I've got. It seems to work okay. But not everybody who is blind or visually impaired is going to be helped by glasses. Hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening, and please come back next time.